Joining me now is Upperman head volleyball coach Barbara Cook. Coach, I notice a lot of people call you different things. Is there a preference on what you have by names?
I've just always gone by Barbie.
All right, Coach Barbie. So tell me, what interested you in this position that made you want to apply for and be a part of the Upperman community?
Well, I've kind of just been growing over the years and with my coaching experience. I started out at Avery Trace Middle School, and then from there we developed into Mojo Volleyball for travel ball. And I've been doing that for over 5 years now. So I've been here recently whenever I was with Jamie Cherry at Cookeville High School. There had been some opportunities to look at other coaching options. And so whenever Upperman had asked me, I just, you know, I've, like I said in past experiences, that, you know, we've always kept up with them. We've always kept up with those girls, especially with travel ball and school ball. So just to see what they had and just the environment there as well, it's always been positive. So that was kind of a big turning point there as well. Just to be able to go into something where you did feel welcomed. So I'm excited to see what we get and what's coming to tryouts here at the next month, and just what we can do for the community.
And, Coach, I have to ask this question because I just got done finishing my coaching minor at Tech. Kind of what's your coaching philosophy that you carry with you?
My coaching philosophy that I carry with me is that basically I love to watch each athlete come in, where they're at, the level that they're at, but at the end of it, to see how much they've grown. But with that, not only individualism, but also that takes a team to form that, and it takes a family and a bond. Just to get that athlete to where they need to be. And it's fun to watch all of that kind of to develop into that athlete.
And, Coach, also, I know season hasn't started yet. Y'all are probably – you haven't had tryouts yet. But what are some plans and goals that you kind of have in your mind that you have set for the upcoming season?
Some things that we've kind of looked at this year is just – mainly to get the girls at a certain level of competition and just to get them developed where we want to be able to go to state and be able to play at the level that we need to play at.
And, Coach, like you said, you haven't had tryouts yet, but have you got to meet some of the former players that were on the team last year? Because they only had one senior, so I assume a lot of them girls are going to be returning.
Yes, actually, whenever I went and announced that I was the new coach, there were several of the teammates that were there. We've been having open gym as well, so I've kind of been able to communicate with them there and meet them and kind of just get to see where they're at and where they're from and kind of what where they're coming from also. And they're just really excited for something new.
So you've met them. It's been great. It's been fun. You have your goals and plans set up for this season. Just lastly, what are some other things that you're going to be looking for within this season that you're kind of excited about?
Some things that we are excited about is we get to host districts this year in October. So that's a big thing with a first-year experience of coaching, and then, you know, we're having a new team, a new just image and development, and then getting to host districts and bring that to the community. So that's going to be a really big thing. I've talked to the girls about just developing a bond and developing a family, just so that we can come together and everything that we do is also just to represent our school, but also to be a face in the community.